Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
It's never too early to get a Kubota mower at your local Great Plains. Built to last and cut fast, there's a Kubota lawnmower for everyone. Right now, get low-rate Kubota financing on residential, commercial, stand-on, and diesel Kubota mowers. Let Great Plains Kubota help you turn your lawn into a work of art this spring. Visit our family of Kubota dealerships in Ada, Duncan, Edmond, Norman, Shawnee, and now Stillwater. Great Plains Kubota, the brand that works for you.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 15th through 17th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Today's cattle futures market was as eventful as we've seen in a while. The market generally higher across the board. The April live cattle finished 87 higher at 120.97. That was a new high for this move and the highest levels we have seen in the month of March. June up 87, August up 60, October up 60. This is the highest life of the June contract highs here as we went through the high a few weeks ago at 122.70. So again, really strong futures on the live cattle. Feeder cattle, the same thing. The April 147.07 up $1.95. The May was the strongest contract up 232 at 152.20. That's also a new high for the May contract. The August up $1.55 at 160. It went all the way up to 160.45. So new highs here. And so everybody that is short over the last couple of months is behind and losing money at the current levels. And as it makes new highs, there will be margin calls generated and people buying those short positions back. And then the trend following funds, of course, will add to that length. Last week, generally, the cash trade was higher than what it was in the previous weeks. You know, it had been 114 forever. Looks like we were around 115 with some small instances of 16 last week. And hopefully they can carry over into another strong week of the cash live cattle market.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch for their 42nd annual production sale on April 3rd at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas. Selling approximately 1,385 head of registered bulls and females and commercial females and pairs. As always, all purchases are backed by the Gardner Guarantee and will be delivered for free. Join the Gardners in Ashland, Kansas on April 3rd online at liveauctions.tv or superiorclicktobid.com. For video of sale offering, catalog, and more, go to their website, gardnerangus.com.
The grain market's generally weaker here. The corn down about 4 to 6 cents. New crop December corn at 461 1/4, down 5 1/4 cents. That is the low for this move, but we were lower in February and January for that matter. The low in February was around 442 or so. The low back in January is into 420. So still quite a bit of a ways to go to those lows. But it is going down into this end of the year. Quarterly stocks and planting intentions report on Wednesday. Talk about it in just a second. Beans were down anywhere from 2 to 7 cents, but the November down 2 3/4 at 12.04. And they have seen some pretty good weakness here lately. But the wheat market lower early, rallied back throughout the day. July Kansas City was up a penny at 5.75. That was about 11 cents off the close. And then Wednesday morning, 11 a.m., we've got the next USDA quarterly stocks and planting intentions. That planting intention is what you've been hearing about everywhere. But the corn planted acre average guess is 93.2 million. Last year it was 90.8. Soybeans just under 90 million. Where last year they planted about 83. So a big jump in soybean acres. All wheat 44.9. Last year 44.3. And then winter wheat 31.8 versus 30.4 last year. It's 11 a.m. Wednesday.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.